Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here. Welcome to March. For those of you who are listening, when this comes out, it's March 1st today. It's awesome. Can't believe it. But it's also episode 551 of Ask Pat, and I want to thank you for joining me today. All right, now let's get to today's question from Josh.
Hi, Pat. I suggested to newcomers I've listened to your podcasts 15, 16, and 17, but I realized they're quite dated. I think they were recorded in 2010. You suggest in podcast number 15 to start writing articles for InfoBarrel. You say it's a good place to start. So my question is quite simple. Is InfoBarrel now in 2015 going into 2016 still the best site to write articles for, or do you have another suggestion? Thanks so much. Cheers.
Hey, Josh, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. For those of you who are listening, episodes 15, 16, and 17 of the Smart Passive Income podcast were ones that I had mentioned that everybody should start listening to. That is because they go over in three parts the different types of passive income you can generate online, everything that goes along with those in terms of what you need to get started, what to look out for, whether it's right for you or not, and all those sorts of things. And Josh is right. They are definitely outdated now. They were recorded in 2010. However, I recently re-updated or re-recorded new episodes that very much align with those things but have updated content. And those episodes are episodes 192, 193, and 194. So to get to each of those, you can actually start at episode 192. That's smartpassiveincome.com/session192. So if you're just starting out in the world of passive income and online business, that's exactly where I would recommend you start there. Again, like I said, you could check out the different types of passive income, what it really means to start an online business, and how you should approach it for maximum effort. That's a little Deadpool reference, but if you don't know what that is, don't worry. But maximum results. And so that's where I would start. Episode 192, smartpassiveincome.com/session192. Now, Josh, the second part of your question, or your actual question, was about InfoBarrel. Because in one of those episodes in the early days, I had mentioned that InfoBarrel is a great place to start if you are super afraid of all the techie stuff and you just want to get stuff online and learn how it all works and kind of just see what it's like to put stuff online, have other people read it, and just kind of get your toes in the water before you jump, you know, in the deep end, for example. And InfoBarrel was the place to do it. It was a article directory, and it was very easy because the website's already set up and you just have to start writing and you put it out there. There's a great community there. Now, that being said, I wouldn't recommend InfoBarrel nowadays. InfoBarrel still exists. I believe they went over I've been getting emails from them for the first time in years recently, so I think they've undergone a management change or strategy change or whatever. I don't know what their plan is, but I wouldn't recommend it right now. It for a while was just kind of sitting there doing nothing. What I would recommend is a site called Medium.com. Medium.com. Anybody can get access to write on Medium.com. You can get followers on there. You can just – it's a very beautiful reading experience, and to have yourself practice writing content in this way – is perfect because eventually when you start your own site and your business, you're going to have to write content or provide content in some way. And this is a great way to start. And again, without having to actually set up your website because it's already set up, and plus you get some interaction, you can actually start to build a following and make a big impact on Medium. There's a lot of super popular articles that have gone viral on medium.com. So you have that opportunity as well. And again, the reading experience is just beautiful. So I would highly recommend you all check it out. You sign up for an account. You could follow me, Pat Flynn. And, you know, I don't necessarily write on there very much, but I do have a couple articles there about Pencils of Promise and my work with them building schools around the world. But anyway, whatever you want to write about, you could write there. It's a great testing ground. Just find your voice there. And then once you're comfortable and ready, I would absolutely recommend you start your own blog or podcast or provide content in some way where you it's on your own platform, on your own self-hosted website, and you have major control over it so that you can start building your following and building your email list from there. So, Josh, I hope that answers your question. Everybody, again, go to medium.com if you're just getting started. You want to get your toes in the water and start writing and just see what that's like. It's a great place to do it. And it's non-threatening, and it's a friendly place to be. And people can comment, and you can comment on other articles and read, and there's a lot of good stuff there. Check it out, medium.com. So, Josh, thank you so much for the question today. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you who are listening, if you have a question, seriously, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, plus on the side you can get a t-shirt if you get featured on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. Just hit the record button on that page. Use your microphone, ask a question just like Josh did, and it doesn't need to sound beautiful. It's my job to sound great. It's your job to ask the questions, because without the questions, this show wouldn't exist. So again, I appreciate each and every one of you and your questions. Can't get to them all, obviously, because I get dozens a day, and there's only 5 episodes a week, but I do listen, and they do get listened to, and then we put them in a spreadsheet, and we pick the ones out that make the most sense to answer, and then I answer them, and that's what we do here. So, for those of you who are listening, again, askpat.com is the place to go. And for those of you who have yet to pick up my book, it's March 1st here. You might not have heard, but last month, exactly a month ago, I launched a book. It's called Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money. And I'm so happy that it became a Wall Street Journal bestseller, sold over, at least at the time I record this, 16,000 copies. And it's just blowing my mind how well people are responding to it and actually taking action and getting results from it too. I mean, I knew it was great. And I knew it was going to be helpful, and just to actually see it happening now and to see all that stuff I visualized when I was writing this actually come to fruition, it's amazing. So thank you guys for those of you who picked it up. If you want to pick it up, go to willitflybook.com. And finally, as always, I love to end these episodes with a quote. And today's quote comes from Rob Slitanen. Sorry, that was a hard one. Rob Slitanen. And he said, "People who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do." Are you crazy? I hope you're crazy, because it's the crazy ones that actually get things done. So we'll be crazy together. Cheers, guys. Take care. And I look forward to serving you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.